Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And he'll tell people to study Jimmy Carter, a man of principle, of faith and humility. But for Joe Biden, of course, he was a young senator in his 20s.
So you are listening to some of the live coverage. Even as we speak right now, they have just pulled the hearse up to the United States Capitol, and they've carried in former President Jimmy Carter, where his body will lie in state. His official funeral is today. The five living presidents will be there. Donald Trump flew in yesterday to D.C. He'll be there as well for this funeral service a little later this morning. And apparently, I did hear somebody report earlier that Carter is going to be flown back to Georgia. He'll be buried in Plains, Georgia, and not there in the Washington, D.C. area. So I don't know if it's the final service, but it's certainly the formal funeral service is getting underway there in D.C. Welcome back into the show. A few minutes after 8 here on the 9th day of January, and we've been covering the fires out in Pacific Palisades. We had William Lajeunesse on earlier from Fox. I mean, utter devastation out there. It has consumed more than 40 square miles. At least 5 people dead, a lot of people evacuated, dozens of homes burned at this point from, not $1 million homes, even though the ones on the beach are 10 or 12 million. This is a fairly tight-knit, small, old community. Not all the houses there are mansions, but as you can imagine, I'm sure they're all worth quite a bit, and they've evacuated over 130,000 people. So we've been covering that story for you this morning, and we'll keep an eye on that to see if anything changes here. Apparently, the weather has died down. They had 100-mile-an-hour winds yesterday in parts of Southern California, which was just driving this thing faster than firefighters could keep up. And on top of all of that, didn't have enough water, which is a whole nother story that we can get into here as to why. I'm sure Shannon Bream and Griff Jenkins both have thoughts on that. We're going to talk to them a little bit later this hour. But first, we want to go ahead and get to this morning's top stories, Carl. Please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
They didn't have water in the fire hydrants. They don't have water. And yet they have... The water comes from, up north.
Yeah, there he is, Donald Trump, yesterday talking about something he's been talking about for years, and that is the lack of planning in California in terms of how they've allowed sort of the environmentalists to control policies out there. There's no water, and they don't manage their forests properly, and it leads to a lot of the problems that you're seeing right now.
This is going to likely be the most destructive fire in state history based on what I've seen over the last 12 to 24 hours.
Yeah, that is William Lajeunesse, who joined us a bit earlier. The damage estimates out there, $50 billion. It may go higher than that, but think about that dollar amount in terms of the damage in this area of Southern California.
How does it feel to be back in the U.S. Capitol, Mr. President?
It feels great.
Is your party on the same page?
Couldn't feel better.
Yeah, there he is yesterday when he arrived back in D.C. for the Carter funeral, which is getting underway here in a few minutes, the state funeral there at the National Cathedral. I think I said that was the Congress earlier, but the state funeral is going to be at the National Cathedral just a little bit later today.
Neighborhoods digging their cars out of the icy, snowy mess has really been quite the challenge. And with how treacherous some of the streets still are, many families are preparing for another day off of school.
Yeah. How are your streets? Boy, that's a conversation starter this morning, isn't it, Kim?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are frustrated that they haven't really been able to get out for the last number of days. And then on top of that, a number of people have not received mail.
Oh, and it's going to snow again.
Great.
Isn't that great? It's coming tonight. Two to four inches.
Watch the meteorologist be wrong, and it's actually like 6 to 8 inches.
Or nothing.
I hope it's nothing.
Teasing one of our coworkers here earlier who didn't make it in on Monday because of the snow.
Are you talking about me?
No. And
so I'm
said,
Mark, I'm right here.
I said, do you just want to go ahead and call it for tomorrow? Like right now? Just go ahead and cancel the show for tomorrow since it's going to snow again?
He does live in Grafton.
Well, that's not who I'm talking about.
Oh.
But anyway, I'll just leave Carl guessing there. I'm just teasing. 2 to 4 inches they're expecting now, according to Matt Chambers, who I watched on the air this morning from Channel 4. So I don't know. Hopefully, I mean, other than giving Sue Thomas a big headache and maybe snarling the morning commute tomorrow because it's not supposed to start till later this evening while we're all home watching the football game.
Or the hockey game.
Or the hockey game.
I better see MoDOT out there putting brine down.
So they
should be pre-treating.
But yeah, there's already snow on the ground.
It doesn't matter. But for the most part, it's been cleared. So they should, because there's no rain in the forecast, which would just wash the brine off the street, and then you really can't pre-treat it, there's no reason why they can't do it for this snow.
But my reporter brain tells me that brine is sometimes not effective below a certain temperature. So I don't know if it's going to be too cold for that to help or not. My point here is, and I posted this video up earlier, I posted this yesterday, and I'm looking at this online right now just listen. I mean, I talked about this yesterday, but listen to my observations as I drove down the off ramp from 6440 to 141 going east. So I get off the off ramp there off of 40, and this is what I see, is a completely snow packed road. This was yesterday. The snowfall ended early Monday morning. So 2.5 days later, this is still the scene. Hold on, wait for it. Look at this.
This is the exit ramp to 141. It looks like the snow happened yesterday. This is inexcusable. Whoever's in charge of this needs to be fired.
So I posted that picture, that video up on Facebook yesterday. It's had 66,000 views and hundreds of comments from people who are naming names, like on the post about who at the highway department needs to be fired over this. Listen, I don't want anybody to lose their job, but you got one job. I know there was a lot of snow. But to my point was, if the guy in the half-ton pickup truck with the plow on the front of it could get my streets and my subdivision down to bare concrete in a day, you could certainly do that with a 8-ton truck with a plow on the front of it on the highways. And the side, the off-ramps are horrible. Mm-hmm. The outer roads are horrible. Some of the secondary roads are not completely clean, as you were talking about. And it's not limited to St. Louis County. But my experience is it's worse in St. Louis County. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think about all the parents who are now going on snow day number three and have maybe had to stay home because they both work outside the home and their kids home trying to do virtual learning and they're not old enough to be on their own. And this is after they've been off for like 2 weeks.
Yes.
So there's and people, I mentioned already, people not getting mail. I mean, there's just all sorts of issues. Part of my neighborhood was down to the concrete and then the other part's not. And every time I'm going over it, my whole car is like shaking and I'm just praying a tire doesn't pop.
We drove our 17-year-old to an event. She had practice for the play she's in. We drove her there and went and picked her back up because the roads she would have had to take to get to her school were not something she would have been comfortable driving on, mm-hmm. nor would we have been comfortable allowing her to drive on them. Love her. We're protecting her. So we drove her over there last night, and that's when I noticed that. And I'm like, this is awful. This is just inexcusable. That should never happen again. Somebody at MoDOT should vow to us in a news conference today that that situation will never happen again. All right, coming up, Shannon Bream. We'll talk to her more about the Carter funeral that's about to get underway in D.C., about the fires in California. The inauguration is coming up. We got lots to get to.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
This is a true tragedy, and it's a mistake of the governor, and you could say the administration. They don't have any water. They didn't have water in the fire hydrants.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. All right, glad to have Shannon back here with us this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. I had to play that soundbite earlier for President Trump yesterday, talking about these horrific fires in Pacific Palisades. With that wind whipping at 100 miles an hour, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, and I've got a friend who works out there part-time, and she sent me pictures from her workplace yesterday, and she said they're just trying to get from the work spot to the hotel, but the air is so terrible. And just the images I think all of us have seen, I don't think it probably even touches what the reality is like on the ground. But, I mean, thousands upon thousands of people are suffering. Ones whose names we do know, but I think for every one of those, there are probably thousands and thousands more we'll never know.
Oh, yeah. And the fallout, you know, we had Jerry Willis on earlier from Fox Business talking about the fact that some of these insurance companies have pulled out of California. What do they do moving forward out there? It's going to cost billions.
Right. And that's the really tricky thing is that so many of these people, and they said the Palisades area was one of the hardest hit for these non-renewals where the insurance company has made an assessment. They're not going to continue these policies. I saw one stat that said up to 70% of State Farm policies in that Palisades area were not renewed. And that was within a matter of months ago. You wonder, were some of these people able to scramble around and find another insurer? You know, in Florida, the state has had to take on the insurance burden for a lot of the hurricane and flooding coverage. Is California going to be able to put something else like that together? The state has got enormous financial problems. So you just wonder how that problem is going to be resolved.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask you about Donald Trump's sentencing. I know that's slated for tomorrow. He tried to get that halted, and that didn't work. What are you expecting out of this? Because now we find out that Trump spoke with Justice Alito the other day.
Yeah, and I talked to Justice Alito last night about this, and listen, a former clerk of his who's well-known, very well-established, excellent resume on his own, said, listen, I'm up for a position with the Trump administration. Would you take a call from President Trump and be a recommendation for me? And Justice Alito says, something I commonly do. I was happy to do it for him. It's a bit unusual. You're not always talking to a president or president-elect in that situation. But he said at no point did they discuss any legal issue involving Trump, past, present, or future, because, you know, they've had some big decisions, the immunity decision, those kinds of things. He said there was no discussion of any legal case that could involve Trump or anything before the court. So he said, you know, it's something I commonly do. There was nothing untoward about it. But, of course, the headlines are going to make it seem as if there was a conversation about something else. He said at the time he didn't even know there was going to be this emergency filing that's now pending at the Supreme Court.
Wow. Well, thank you for clearing that up, because, you know, you're right. If you only looked at the headlines, it suggests there was something fishy going on there. Of course. Do you think he could be, I mean, to once you're sentenced, you're technically considered convicted. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're after here?
I mean, that's what a lot of people think. Why is Mershon pushing so hard for this on this timeline, you know, announcing just a few days ago, okay, sentencing's on the 10th. We know inauguration's coming up on the 20th. It leaves the Trump team very little time to scramble these various legal avenues. And so, you know, the Supreme Court has said by 10 a.m. Eastern today, the New York prosecutors have got to file their response to Trump asking to pause the whole thing. So it's possible the U.S. Supreme Court does step in.
Yeah, well, I hope maybe they'll consider that. I'm watching on live here some of the coverage of the funeral procession this morning for Jimmy Carter. That is going to be a big deal, of course, today. And I see where all five living presidents are planning to be there, including Donald Trump.
Yeah, and it's a moment where, listen, he's got this incoming administration that is upending a lot of the way that Washington does things. You know, there are a lot of dire predictions. You know, the headlines constantly use the word chaos. But today is really about this, you know, these folks coming together and honoring the life of the man, our longest living U.S. president, long after his term as president, and did so many things of a humanitarian nature in the decades that followed that, you know, a lot of people you don't want to respect and pay reverence to the service he gave to the country. Whether you agreed with his political policies or not, there's a lot that happened after his term.
Yeah. Shanna, what's the situation there in D.C. in terms of preparations for the inauguration? My understanding was that they've got that place locked down tight with fences and barricades and everything.
Yeah, and we're dealing with a little bit of the winter weather, you know, that you guys are dealing with and a lot of the country's dealing with, still several inches of snow in a lot of areas there. So there are a lot of different competing interests going on, trying to make sure that the inauguration will be as smooth as it can. And listen, these are always super, super high security events. I mean, there are things that are measuring the air. There are drones. There are fences. There are barriers. There are thousands of law enforcement officers on the ground. So it's tight as it can be. If you're planning to come, give yourself a lot of time and just be prepared to be patient and wrapped up tight.
Yes, indeed. What's coming up Sunday?
Well, we've got Senator Shelley Moore Capito with us, who led the big discussion the Senate GOP had with President Trump yesterday. Some folks came out saying that they lacked clarity on a plan moving forward. Others said, nope, we've got our marching orders. So we'll hear from her the inside scoop on what happened in that meeting. And you know, we'll tackle that. And our legal panel is going to join us, too, Jonathan Turley and Andy McCarthy, to talk about all these ongoing issues with President Trump.
Excellent. Shannon, we'll be watching. Thank you.
See you Sunday.
All right. Thank you. Shannon Bream there, Fox News Sunday. Good to get her on here. Yeah, I don't know where. So I looked up earlier, and I think I mistakenly said that they were at the Capitol when actually the hearse for President Carter was leaving the National Cathedral, and they are now heading over to the Capitol for the state funeral. I flip it around again, Carl.
They left the Capitol. They're on their way to the cathedral.
And they're on their way to the cathedral. I got it backwards. Sorry about that. That's what I meant to say. And that's where the actual funeral will be held in just a few hours. All right. Quick break. We'll check in with our buddy Griff Jenkins when we come back.
That's what's happened here. It's just absolute mismanagement. I am so embarrassed to see Karen Bass do that to a reporter. Just absolutely go quiet like she's in second grade. She should resign immediately.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Griff Jenkins, live on vacation this morning. How are you, buddy?
Buenos dias. I'm somewhere in the mountains in Costa Rica. Not even really sure where I am. Got to find the airport. But I have, in my international worldly travels, Mark, learned about the great country of Costa Rica, that Imperial is the best beer cold, that Florida Caña 7 rather than Florida Caña 4 is better on ice. And I've so far seen two scorpions – about a dozen giant iguanas, and I got woken up at 4:30 this morning by a howler monkey, which makes a very loud noise. But we did find great waves and got a little bit of sunshine down here, so that's good. Oh, and the national sing down here is Pura Vida. That's just what everybody says to each other. It's like, why not? Go surfing, drink beers, and Pura Vida.
I'll bet it's beautiful. You said we. Now, is your wife a surfer?
No, I left my wife and ditched her. I'm with, actually, my friend Peter Pelham.
Oh, okay.
He and I have been surfing buddies for the last 30 years. He used to live in D.C. and go surfing with me. And so I said, you want to meet in Costa Rica and surf and drink beer for 4 days? He said, you bet. But I'll tell you what's interesting about Peter, who's sitting right next to me here, as we're trying to get to the airport, he is flying back to L.A.
Oh, boy.
And we've been really following those wildfires because it's obviously a thing right now. His flights, you know, go in there and everything. But I thought I might get lucky to miss my flight for snow. He may have to stay for a few more days if that fire gets worse.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we played that bite there off the top was from Superman, Dean Cain. They had him on Fox and Friends this morning, and he was talking. I guess he used to live in California, and he moved because of all the insanity out there. But he was talking about how any town in Southern California, while there may have been drought-like conditions, there's not a shortage of water. It's a management problem.
Yeah, listen, Dean Cain is a great guy, and I got to work with him a lot over the years at Fox. And, you know, he's a part-time deputy sheriff as well, law enforcement guy. So I'm sure whatever he's talking about, he's dialed in on that. And it's fascinating. I mean, obviously, I'm going back to Washington, and there's no shortage of news coming out of there.
No
but it does look, you know, you and I and Kim, we've talked a little bit about the sort of void, the vacuum of Democrat leadership. Like, who's going to now deal with becoming the next generation of Democrat stars to sort of lead the party out of the wilderness after the shellacking they took in the past November's election, really out of touch, unable to talk directly to the American people in some way that made sense. And Gavin Newsom's name was obviously one of those ones that wants to be the star, but this is not a good way to start, I think, if you're that guy.
I think this, what's happening is a testament to how important it is to elect the right leaders, because I heard that the L.A. mayor who had just cut $17.6 million to the fire department's budget and some water, some resources had been rerouted. Gavin Newsom did that, I guess, quite some time ago to save some fish that was at risk of being extinct, and that has caused issues, so there's just all kinds of things happening. Then you have the insurance companies that supposedly, because California has put so many regulations in place, they've said, forget this, we're not even going to cover people. And they dropped them as recently as, I think, a few weeks ago.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned Karen Bass. I mean, I've followed Karen Bass for a long time, and I get all of her office's press releases because having covered her in the past when they had the border stuff going there, and I interviewed her several years ago. But it was fascinating seeing the sort of catch-up. She was playing a lot of catch-up because she was in Africa.
Yeah,
and,
I saw that.
You know, you talk to anybody who lives in California, like on the East Coast, we have snowstorms and hurricanes we worry about. On the West Coast, they have mudslides and fire season.
Well,
and so, you know, it had to be a little bit predictable, I would have thought, for her office to say, you know, maybe we shouldn't go to Africa with some fire starting to burn.
You know, Griff, here's the most important thing. Because you're on vacation, you shouldn't be expected to be caught up on all that. Are there any hippos in Costa Rica?
We have not seen any hippos like we saw in Colombia, but that doesn't mean they don't exist down here. I tell you, you know, Costa Rica prides itself on being very environmental, and you know, if you want to go to the jungle and see stuff, we're not even that deep in the jungle where we went to go find some great waves, although I've gotten over the years pretty good at finding them. But, you know, there is no shortage of wildlife down here. Literally, the iguanas, we saw a snake. I've had scorpions in our room twice now I had to kill. The wild kingdom is down here.
I've never been. That's one of the places I'd love to go sometime is Costa Rica. Not to surf. I'm not a surfer, but I would love to enjoy the cold beer and the beach.
It is beautiful, and I will for sure point you to some great areas. And we were, you know, we did the trip because I travel a lot, so I got a lot of Marriott points. So I was like, hey, call my friend Peter. I'm like, listen, I'll do some points, get us a spot. But it was, you know, when we first started coming here to surf 25 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot down here. Now there's a lot more stuff that, that, you know, even if you weren't a surfer and didn't want to go adventuring in the jungle, just enjoy the pristine beaches and the friendly people. It's pretty easy to do now. So I will give you some places to go. I think you need to put that on your list for 2025.
You know, when you're flying home to D.C., you could be flying over the newly renamed Gulf of America if Trump gets his way.
That's right. You know, in talking to just some of the local people down here, it's fascinating when you leave the country and people, oh, you're in the Fox News. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is Trump taking the Panama Canal? What about the Gulf of, what about Canada? Is Canada going to become part of the United States? Like, they pick up on that stuff. That's what makes the headlines in foreign countries.
That's because they all watch CNN International. That's their mistake.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Griff, have a safe trip, my friend. Thank you for giving up a few minutes of your vacation for us.
You bet. Thank you, guys. And I'll be talking to you next week, and we're going to be awfully getting close to inauguration time. And yes. Washington, D.C. is about to change. I think the most accurate way to say what's going to happen about 15 minutes after Trump is sworn in is that staff in the Oval Office better be ready to go, because it's pretty clear he wants to unleash a shock and awe in terms of executive orders and undoing regulations.
All right, buddy. Travel safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Pura vida, guys. I'll bring a beer for you before I leave.
All right, thanks. See you later. Griff Jenkins, live in Costa Rica. You just never know where that guy's going to be, I'm telling you. Now, I didn't bring this up to him because he's been on vacation, but there's some breaking news out of the nation's capital this morning from an NBC reporter who claims to have some shocking insight on what Donald Trump is going to do on day one. I'm going to get to that for you when you come back in just a minute. Stay tuned. Welcome back. If you recognize that song, you know what album it's from, right? 1984. Kim's looking at me like,
right. I know the answer.
That was long before
waiting.
I was born.
I know the answer, Mark. I'm just waiting for you to say it.
Yeah. Well, the album came out today. So
in 1984.
In 1984. So we're playing all the Van Halen we can.
And it's also Jimmy Page's birthday. And
yes.
Dave Matthews' birthday, which shocked Mark that Jimmy Page
how
is 81.
How is Dave Matthews younger than me? That's stunning.
His first hit was in like 96.
Was it really?
Yeah. Okay, I loved Dave Matthews.
I thought he was older than that.
Growing up, that was the cool band in high school. I must have gone to two or three of his concerts.
Yep. We got that going on, and we're keeping an eye on the wildfires out there. Fox continues to cover that. The other networks besides Fox have all switched over to the Jimmy Carter funeral.
There's a little
right?
itty-bitty Carter thing in the corner on Fox now.
An itty-bitty Carter. Oh, there is a little live box down there.
They finally acknowledged it.
They're waiting for Trump to show up, and then they'll go to it live because the presidents and the public are starting to filter in now to the National Cathedral after President Carter has been delivered there just a few minutes
There's
ago
Trump.
By a hearse. I see President Trump
blue tie
on MSNBC with Melania. At the funeral.
Who always, by the way, looks so classy.
Oh, yeah.
She does.
She always dresses
She'll
so nice.
She'll get no credit for it in the mainstream media. It'll be interesting to see who he's seated next to. Think he gets his own pew?
Well, usually the presidents sit together.
Well, I know they do, but...
Who will he be seated directly next to?
Bill, I bet.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he and Obama can chat it up.
Maybe he'll be seated next to... Oh, there they are. Well, no, it gets hard to tell. Looks like he might be being seated first.
Oh, he's saying hi to Pence.
Oh, he shook Pence's hand. That'll be big news today.
Did you think he spit in his hand before he shook hand? He's in the back like...
Oh, my goodness.
Pence, it's fantastic to see you.
Hey, Mike, how are you? You chicken? Yeah. Anyway, I mentioned this a little earlier. It's been some breaking news on MSDNC prior to their funeral coverage of Jimmy Carter a few minutes ago. With breathless anticipation, they have announced that they've been told in advance, they're the only ones with this, NBC in Washington, Julia Ainslie is the reporter's name, that the Trump administration is planning a major deportation event. They're going to raid workplaces on inauguration day, like within hours of him being inaugurated. This is what NBC is reporting this morning.
An all first operation, and it could be done, Willie, as soon as the inauguration day. This is because, of course, the president campaigned on making, or the incoming president campaigned on making this the largest deportation operation in American history, and he wants something to show for it when he comes into office. But workplace raids are historically very expensive and logistically difficult. They take a long time to plan so that when ICE barges into a workplace and starts arresting people who they suspect to be living and working in the U.S. illegally, they know exactly who they're arresting and they don't make mistakes. So some current officials I've spoken to say they actually worry about the risk here if they try to take an action like this too early.
Yeah. So their worry is they might grab somebody who's illegal but not a criminal. This is what NBC's worried about.
No, you are a criminal if you're illegal. You committed a crime when you came across the border illegally.
But you don't have a deportation order yet. They only want people deported who've had a deportation order. Well, if you get caught up in one of those, it's easy enough to get you in line for a deportation order. And then maybe you catch some of the actual criminals that you're looking for in that workplace.
Well, I think they just want to wait until those illegals can commit crimes, right? Let's wait until they murder someone like Jose Ibarra.
Yeah, that's true.
And then deport him.
That's right. That's right. Back to the Carter funeral here for a minute. Let me give you a little play-by-play. So Trump walks in with Melania. He shakes hands with Al Gore. He shakes hands with Mike Pence, who's in the row behind them. They bring in former President Obama, who is without his wife, sitting, and they seat him right next to Trump. Then comes George H.W. Bush, right? And George W. Bush is sitting there.
Now we have Bill Clinton and Mrs. Hillary.
Bush, and now Bill and Hillary came in, and they're sitting at the opposite end of the row from Donald Trump and Melania. That had to be intentional.
Laura is going to sit next to Hillary, and then Bill's at the end.
Well, Laura's next to George W.
Yeah,
because they're big buddies now, apparently, right? The Clintons and the Bushes are all big buddies. Oh, look, there's Dan Quayle. Dan Quayle is there, too.
You think that Hillary...
Sitting next to Al Gore.
You think Hillary walked up to Trump and said, back up, you creep.
Back up, you creep. I wish I had that sound ready for you.
So where's Joe?
Well, he's probably going to get there last and sit in the front row, right? I would guess.
Did they even acknowledge Trump, the Clintons? Did they go up and shake his hand?
Were you watching, Carl?
I was
talking.
I didn't notice. They were shaking hands with all the
Look at
vice
at Obama.
Presidents.
Look at Obama. He's smiling.
He's laughing.
I wonder what Trump said to him.
Hillary looks not happy.
He leaned over and said, "Hey, where's Big Mike?" No, I'm just kidding. She's not there. Michelle Bill Obama is not there.
Bill looks good from what I've seen.
Yeah,
last
time. He was in the hospital recently. Mm-hmm. Maybe backstage or back before they came to the church, they drew straws and Obama got the short straw and they said, you have to sit next to Trump because we don't want to sit next to Hitler. You think that happened?
No one wants to sit by Hitler. Hey, I see Obama laughing it up. Don't you? Don't you want to be a fly in the wall there and just know what they're talking about?
I don't know. Yes, I would love to know. And look at I haven't even seen the Bushes acknowledge Trump yet. But I could have missed it. I don't know. We'll see. That'll be high drama for later. We'll talk about it in the morning on Friday morning. A little bit of snow tonight. Don't you worry. Sue Thomas will be here and help you get to work first thing on Friday morning. Have a great day. Brian Kilmeade, I'm sure, will be covering the funeral and all the fallout here coming up in just a few minutes. We'll see you in the morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.